My name is Christina. I'm a sophomore in course 9.
This was supposed to be a story about a person and about that person's favorite place. This story actually begins with a frantic email. It was late at night, and I had left my interview to the last minute. The next day, I was expected to turn in a taped interview, and I, at 1 a.m., didn't have an interviewee. The subject line of my email read, "Help, please." It was a gesture of despair. I soon discovered that the average time for a damsel in distress rescue is approximately a minute. 60 seconds after I clicked send, I heard the soft thump of footsteps approaching, and soon heard voices calling my name. My roommate, Jess, answered the door. Standing there were my would-be rescuers, Malcolm and Jonathan. A few frenzied phrases later, we had established that they could not be interviewed. But they did promise me an interview subject, Christina. And then they were gone, as quickly as they had come, only to return a moment later with Christina, a very confused Christina, a Christina they had bribed to come with them, with M&Ms. And so, I interviewed Christina. I learned about her favorite place.
It's called Sandy's Island.
And about her town.
And you can see the fire station, and the town halls.
And about her lazy summer days, reading on her quiet riverine oasis. And I started to piece together my story. But as I listened to the tape,
this past summer, my friends and I wanted to have a formal garden party event on the island.
I realized I honestly did not give a damn. This was not the story I wanted to tell. This was not a story I was attached to. This was an assignment, a half-hearted attempt to fulfill a requirement. And honestly, why do anything if all it is a few hours less of your life? Here is my story. The story of two upperclassmen who deigned to rescue a hapless freshman at 1 a.m. The story of my roommate and my best friend. The story of my floor. The story of me, feeling suddenly that I belonged in the midst of feeling utterly alone. We're entering Burton Connor, my dorm. It's rainy and windy outside. I love walking through the door because here you can feel and hear the safe, warm insideness. You're completely separated from the elements. We have to go up 6 floors now to Connor 5, which is my floor. Classes are just letting out now, so it's pretty quiet. I always feel, though, that it's a full quiet. Behind those closed doors, peace in and quietly, is my family. This is our study break. Welcome to the secret and mysterious world of Connor 5. I recorded here secretly, so shh, don't tell. It's nice to know that I won't always have to tell my story alone.
Emily had sent us an email like a minute earlier, and all of a sudden they appeared in our door like, "You need help?" And then, so I was like, "I need someone to do an interview. Will you do it?" They're like, "No." But Christina will. She likes to talk.
Hi,